Okay, we are Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Pei Gimel Amud Beis, we're in the middle of a story. But let's first, so I would mention the Ran to you. Yesterday's Gemara, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, spoke about the concept of Ma'achilin Oso Hakal Hakal, which means that if somebody has the heter to do an Aveira, in a specific case, for example, to eat on Shabbos, to eat on Yom Kippur, or to eat on Shabbos a food which would entail a malacha or an avera being done. So the halacha is that we always try to do the lesser avera. So let's say if you have a choice to do a daraisa or a drabanan, so you always try to do the drabanan. That's why you always do something b'shinui if it's possible. B'shinui, doing it something in an unusual way, makes it into a drabanan. You always try to do it pachos pachos, hakal hakal. That's the rule. So the Gemara gave different examples about if you have different types of ma'acholos asuros to eat, which one should you eat? Because which one is more kal than the other one? So the Ran, and the Rush also here quotes this, but it's I'll give it to you from the Ran. The Ran quoted, what about if somebody has to eat meat on Shabbos? He got that psak. He's a chola she yishpo sakana, and he has the heter to eat meat on Shabbos. So what should he do? Should he have a non-Jew kill an animal and then cut a piece of meat, then he'll eat the meat, and in that way he'll violate the Isser of Nevela, eating meat that was not shechted properly, and that is an Isser Lav. Nevela isn't an Isser Misa, it's only an Isser Lav. So that's an Isser Lav would be violated by the Jew, just by eating Nevela, A. Or, because you have the heter to eat the meat on Shabbos, you go ahead and shecht an animal. So a Jew has to shecht an animal, which is an Isser Daraisa, Skila, which is, so you shecht the animal, and then he gives a piece of meat to the Jew. So which would be better to do? Do you shecht the, which is hakal hakal? Or you have to choose the lesser one. So you're the posek, so what do you choose? Yeah. Oh, so that's the chiddush of the Ran. That's the chiddush of the Ran. So first, let's see what the Ravid says. So the Ran, it's on Dalam Aveis of the Daf here. If the Ravid was asked this kasha, the Heishiv, the Ravid says, Shazah Chola Eze Isser Omeidu Ma'akvo. Which Isser is being Ma'akev this patient from living? Vada Isser Shabbos, Lo Isser Nevela. Which is the Isser that's staring you in the face, says the Ravid? The Isser of Shabbos is staring at you in the face, which needs to be Hutar, not Nevela. Teda, She'ilu Loa Yashabbos, Lohi Mavakshav Lo Nevela. But what's the Ravid? If let's say it wasn't Shabbos, you wouldn't be looking for a Nevela. Right, you wouldn't do it. Elishchuta, the Kiva Shekein, Isser HaOmed Alav, Ma'akva, Husha Shava, Heter Gomer, Lo Isser Acher. So what is matired? What's matired is the Isser that's staring at you in the face, says the Ravid, and that's the Isser of Shabbos. That's the one that's not being able to be done, and that's why you only have the Heter of Shabbos and not the Heter of Nevela. Asks the Ravid Tzabahani, what do you I don't understand. What do you mean? The Nevela is also staring at you in the face now. You know, the Tzabahani, Shivkein Matatana Gol Sechura. What if you found a piece of Nevela on Shabbos? And you could eat that, or it's a choice of shechting. Na'achilo oso v'lo nishcholo. K'shem sh'ata omer she'isser Shabbos ma'akvo milashchod. Ka'achas nevelo ma'akvo milachon nevelo zu. I don't understand. The Isser Nevelo is also staring at you in the face. Why is only the Isser Shabbos staring at you in the face and not the Isser Nevelo? So says the Ran, exactly what Aaron just said. Avonir Ali, no. The Lagabi Chola ain Isser Nevelo kal mi'isser Shabbos. Even though on the surface it appears that the Isser of eating Nevelo is more kal, is less stringent than eating than the Isser of Shabbos, it's different. Because why? Did a heed the veil of the Isser of Lav, Shabbos, Isser of Skila, Ika Chumra, Achrita, Bid of Vela. Lefisha ha'ochla, over Belav, al kol Kazayas, Bid Kazayas Shabbat. When you eat something non kosher, you violate every Kazayas that you eat. Like the Mishnah says in Nazir Daf Mem Beis, if you tell a Nazir, don't drink wine, and he says, I'm drinking it, and he drinks. Then you tell him, don't drink wine, and he drinks. Don't drink wine, and he drinks. He's chayav on kolachas v'achas. He's chayav on each revius of wine that he drinks. So that's why that's a chumra of nevela. What about by Shabbos? It's a one-time isser. Avolinyin Shabbos, lo aver ela b'shashchita, v'chad lavu, de'ika meiser Shabbos mutarin, etc. U'mishem hachi, lavin harbe, de'nevela, lo mikri iser kal, l'gabi chad lav de Shabbos. V'yavagav da'havi iser skila. That's the chiddush of the Ran. This is talked about a lot by the Achronim. The Achronim, all the Menachas Chinuch and others talk about this Ran, but we just are doing the basic idea of the Ran, that Isser, one time Isser Shabbos is more kal than many times Isser Nevela. That has to do with the sugya of Machilin Oso Hakal Hakal. It is machlokas only if you hold of dechuya. He does not limit it to that. Even meaning, if you would say hutra, you know, I mean, still by Shabbos, it still would be one act. That's hutar. So we would ask, you say, surely, what about, would he say this according to Mandar Tehuya? Would he say this? But again, you're still only doing one act of Shkita by Shabbos. Okay, so let us continue now. So we're in the middle of the story. Again, the story was that Remeir was Medayik Bishma. The Gemara says, Remeir was always Medakik when he heard people's names to analyze them and to make sure that if the name gave off an impression of Rishus, he made sure to be choshesh, not to stay in that person's house, or if he did, to make sure that he took precautions. And his friends, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, were not medakting. So they all go to this inn, and the man says that his name was Kidor. So Rabbi Meir thinks to himself, "Ah, oh, he's a Rasha." Rabbi Kidor tapuchos hema, and he takes precautions and does not give his money purse to the owner of the Achsanoi, and he rather puts it on the grave of the Achsanoi's father. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, though, give him the purse. Don't worry about it. We're not worried. That Friday night, Kidor doesn't mean anything, but it's just a play on the two words, Kidor Tapuchos Heina. Because B'nai Yisrael are going to be a generation that follows Avodah Zarah. So it's a play on those words, Kidor, so really doesn't have a translation. So that Friday night, this host has a dream. His father comes to him in a dream and says, "There's money on top of my grave." And he wakes up the next morning and goes to these Tanaim and says, "I had a strange dream last night. I had a dream that there's money on top of the grave." So Remeir says to him, "Ah, dreams. Don't worry about dreams, especially Friday night dreams where you're so relaxed. The phone's not ringing. No, you're too relaxed. Those dreams are obviously meaningless. Don't worry about it." So fine, he says, good. Meanwhile, Remeir goes out to the cemetery and stays there the rest of Shabbos, guarding his money belt. The other Tanoim had given the belts. And come Sunday morning, it's time to leave. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda go to the man and say, "Can we have our money belts back?" And he says, "Lo hayud v'ramei olam. I don't know what you're talking about." And Remeir says, "Ah, see, should have listened to me." So he didn't actually say that because he never said anything else outside. They said to him, "Remeir, why don't you tell us?" So Remeir says, "I'm choshesh for names, but I'm not machzik him to be a rasha. I don't want to say he's a vaday rasha, so I don't want to say anything. I was choshesh. I took precautions. So that is why I did what I did." That's where we pick up the story. That's where we come into the story. So what happened? About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines up from the bottom. In the middle of the line. Mashchuhu va'ailuhu l'chanusa. I'm picking up a base. So what they do, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi wanted to get their money back. So they brought him out to a store. They brought this innkeeper. He said, "You know what? We want to buy you a drink." So they brought him out to a store, and Rashi's the Bach adds in Ashkiyua Chamra. They gave him a little wine. They got him a little tipsy. Chazu Talafche Asfame. They suddenly realized that he had lentils on his mustache. So they realized what he had been eating when he was home. So what happened? They said, "Okay, we're going to get him." Azlu V'yavu Simanu L'Dibisu. The other son sent a message to his wife that said, "You know what? Give the money belts back to these people. And you know what the proof is? The proof that is really me sending you this message is that we had lentils for lunch today." Right? Because they saw lentils on his mustache. So what happened? Vishaklu, Lukisayav Aisu. That's what happened. They sent this message back to the wife, and the wife realizes, "Oh, wow, must be true." She takes out the money belts, and she sends it back to them. Azal Ihu Bakadil Itza. He comes home, he sees what happens, and he kills his wife. Hainu, Ditanya, this is what is said about two stories that were known in the Talmud. Mayim Rishonim Achilu Basar Chazir, Mayim Achronim Hargu Es HaNefesh. First one, Mayim Rishonim, not being careful about washing your hands before you eat, Achilu Basar Chazir, caused somebody to eat Basar Chazir. What does that mean? Rashi here quotes the story. There was a story that there was a Jewish innkeeper that used to sell meat. And whenever a Jew used to come to his inn, he used to give him kosher meat. Whenever a non-Jew came to his inn, he used to give him non-kosher meat. One time this man came to the store, and he was not notel yadayim before he ate the bread. He didn't do notel yadayim, so the innkeeper thought he wasn't Jewish. So therefore he gave him basar chazir, and he realized afterwards, "Oy vey, what did I do?" So not only was aveira goreres aveira, once he wasn't notel yadayim, so then he ended up eating Psar Chazir. So that's Mayim Rishonim, not being careful on Atilas Yadayim eventually was ma'achil him basar chazir. That's the first story. And the second story is mayim achronim hargoth anefesh. Mayim achronim, not being careful on mayim achronim, killed somebody. What does that mean? This guy, if he would have washed his hands at the end of the meal, what do you do after you wash your hands? You make sure you're fresh, you wash your face a little bit, you clean your mustache. He wouldn't have had lentils in his mustache. And then nobody would have known. And then he wouldn't have sent the message, and he wouldn't have killed his wife. So it ended up that because he wasn't makpid on mayim achronim, so that's why he ended up killing his wife. Let's just finish the story, then I'll make a comment. Ulbasof habidaiki bishva. And you should just know, says the Gemara, later on, these Amaram learned their lesson. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were also medactic about people's names. They were medayik b'shma. Kimata lahu besa, the shmei bila. They came to somebody's house whose name was bila, lo ailu lagabe. They didn't even go into bila's house. Why? Amri, shma mina rashu. Oh, bila is a Russian name. Tachsiv, as it says, v'amar labila ni'ufim. Right, bila was ni'ufim, somebody who was not faithful. Okay. Story reminds me of a discussion that Rav Avi Yosef has in Anaf Eitz Avos, which is his commentary on Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah at the beginning where it says, "Having metunim badin," you have to be patient in judgment. So says Rav Avadia on that Mishnah, "V'hinei hadayin mitzuve lo rak lefsok hadin al pi haTorah, elagam chayv lehisamek bedvar hamishpat v'limso tachbulos lahatzel ashok miyad oshko." Having metunim badin means not just to be patient in making your judgments, but also try to think of ways to try to bring the din to light if you have a feeling what the din is. Even if you can't, api regular dini haTorah, figure it out. And he gives four or five examples of cases of achronim who figured out dinim in ways that, you know, are creative and ingenious. So he quotes one story like our story, that somebody, they realize a simon, he sends it back to his wife. But another story, he quotes from Yaakov Milisa, the Nesivus. He quotes from the Nesivus that two people came to them to a Din Torah. One of them says, "I found this big money sack of money in the street. I found it, unbelievable." And another person says, "I dropped it. It's mine." And he says, "I know what you're talking about. You dropped it. How could it be yours?" And they're going back and forth. Nobody has rayas either way. The Nesivus realizes that Rabbi Yaakov Hirgisha Hatoin Ezer Amayu. The Rabbi Yaakov realizes that this guy who found it, he found it. And the guy who's trying to claim it, it's not his. He's just trying to get the money. So he says, "Oh, okay." So he says, "You know what?" He tells this Tovea who's trying to claim the money, "You know, can you go stand outside for a minute? I just want to talk to this other party in private." It's fine. He goes to stand outside, and he says to the person who's here, who's still inside, who had found the money, out loud, so that the person outside could overhear what he's saying, "You know what? I'm not sure who's telling the truth, but you see, some of these coins have a hole right in the middle of the corner of them. So we'll have to see if he gives any types of simanim, and in that way we'll be sure. Okay, so let's try to ask him and we'll see what happens." And then they invite him back in. "Do you have any simanim about these coins?" He says, "Sure, there's some holes in the corners of them, and you know, that's where it's mine." So he says, "Ah, right, hurrah, there are no holes in any coins. You are a big liar." That's how the Nesivus, helps solve the case. It quotes some other cases, or Shlomo Kluger quotes a case where a certain person had cigars and he borrowed one of his cigars. So look there, it's a beautiful commentary. If you never looked at it, the Anaf Eitz Avos on Pirkei Avos, it has stories. It has Mefarshim. Again, Kedarko Bakodesh, Rav Avadia quotes many Makoros on each Mishnah, but it's really a beautiful commentary on Pirkei Avos, Anaf Eitz Avos. Okay, so that's a similar story here. They figured out a way to get their money back. Okay, we're going to go to the two dots on the bottom. Yeah.
From the story, can we tell that
Mayim
Achronim is just as important?
Oh, so what about from the story? Could that show that Mayim Achronim is just as important? Look, Mayim Achronim is in Shulchan Aruch. There are certain groups that do not do Mayim Achronim. The German community does not do Mayim Achronim. Other groups do not. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. If it's not your minhag, we're not saying to change your minhag, but if it is your minhag, and we should try to be makbid for it. Again, Tosafot says it was, and based on the Gemara, it's based on the Melech Stomus, which we don't have that anymore. But it's still in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch wants to say that there's halacha that doesn't apply because the reason it doesn't apply, the Shulchan Aruch says it. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to drink water that was left overnight in our communities. Why? Because snakes aren't slithering around putting poison into the water. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't worry about this halacha anymore. Shulchan Aruch does not say that by Mayim Achronim. Shulchan Aruch just quotes it. So again, it's something that we should be makbid for as long as it's our minhag.
Men and women.
Men and women. So you know, there's the poskim discuss that why women are not nizhar in Mayim Achronim. There's no reason for the difference, but again, there is women aren't generally the minhag is that the women aren't as nizhar. We have to look in the poskim for reasons why that would be. Okay, Tadur Rabbanan says the Gemara.
On the Mishnah had said yesterday that if somebody gets bitten by a rabid dog, kelev shote, we don't give him from the lobe of the liver, and Rav Masih ben Cheresh allowed. That's the important Rambam we had yesterday that spoke about using alternative medicine in a case where you're violating Isurim. That was the important issue of the Rambam. Says the Gemara, Tanur Banan, Chamishas Varam Nemru B'Kelev Shote. There are five things that are said about a rabid dog. Pip Pasuach, his mouth is open. Veriro no deif, and he's slobbering. The saliva is coming out of his mouth. V'Azav Seruchos, his ears are blown up. V'Znavo Munach Al Yarkosav, his tail is in between his legs. Maybe that means it's not wagging like a normal dog. U'Mahalach Matzidi Drachim, he walks on the sides of the road. V'Yishlom Rafno Ve'ef Ein Kol Onishma. Some say he barks and his bark is not heard. That's, you know, a rabid dog, a kolo, a kelev shote. I saw the Ben Yoyada was quoted as saying, I didn't find it on the Ben Yoyada in our daf, I saw it quoted, that maybe, the Gemara says earlier, Masechah Shabbos, I think we had, maybe in Pesachim, that a ba washin hara is compared to a kelev. It's compared to a dog. So he says, maybe that's what the Alpi Drash, these are referring to. Kelev shote, piv pasuach, his mouth is always open. Ba washin hara is always talking. Veriro no deif, you know, it's like, spilling out of his mouth. He can't stop himself. V'adav Sruchos, his ears are bloated, trying to hear others speak Lashon Hara. V'znava Munach Al Yarkosav. That was a tough one. His tail was in between his legs. I'm not exactly sure what that means. He quoted something, I didn't understand. Then Umahalik Pasidim Drachim, he always goes on the sides of the road. He doesn't want to be caught, he doesn't want to be, you know, make it public. He's always talking, but in a private way. Right? Or sometimes he barks and it's not heard. Right? Also a similar idea. It's all about the Baal Lashon Hara. Continuing, Mimai Dahavi, so where does the Kelev Shote get this sickness from? Rav Amar Nashim Kashvanios Pesachos Bo. Rav says, because witches, Nashim Kashvanios, they did some of their practices on this dog. So that's how he became what he is. Shmuel Amar Ruach Ra Shorah Lov. Shmuel says, no, it's from a Ruach Ra that it was Shorah on the dog. My Benai, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Ika Benai L'miktalei B'davar HaNizra. Do you have to take care of this dog and kill the dog without touching the dog? You have to be careful that you do it by throwing something at the dog, like some type of arrow, rather than touching it. According to Shmuel, that it's ruach ra, you don't want to touch it. If it's just, you know, nashim kashmanios, there's nothing wrong with touching it. You just got to make sure that you don't let it, bite you or something like that. Tani kavasi to Shmuel, the Bryce says for Shmuel. Right? You should kill it with a davar hanizrak without touching it, with a chetz or a sakin. Continuing, the chayef bei mistakein, the nachis lei bais. If this dog rubs against a person, that's dangerous. If it bites a person, then a person is deathly ill, and he must have medicine or else he's going to die. That's what the Mishnah spoke about yesterday. The chayef bei mistakein maitakate, so if he rubs against a person, how does he get better? Nishlach, he has some haggadah to hear of different sicknesses. Nishlach mane, he should take off his clothes. Bache hazim and ishdinu kameh, he should throw the clothes down in front of his dog, be near it, and run away. Like Rav Huda Yeshua rubbed against the dog in the shuk. Shalchinu l'mani v'rahit. He took off the clothes, I guess the clothes that touched the dog, and he ran away. Amar kiyamti ba'atzmi ha'chachma tzachaya ba'aleha. Like the pasuk we had yesterday, I'm mekayim, I did what Chazal told me to do in order to save myself. I threw my clothes down, and I ran away. If it bites you, then a person's going to die. So then what's the takan of that? What's the cure? Arabaya. Nasi mashcha to apa de dichra. You should bring the skin, mashcha, leather, to apa de dichra, from a male. Apa was translated as polecat. I don't know what a polecat is. To apa de dichra. V'nichtov alei, and you should write on it, obviously talking to the shade that might have been bothering you, might be killing you because of this dog bite. V'nichtov alei, anal plani bar planisa. I am so-and-so ben so-and-so. Amashcha da'apa dichra kasivna alach. I'm writing to you on this skin, on this cloth. We mentioned in the past why when somebody is sick, you use the mother's name. And after somebody dies, you use the father's name. Right here, you use the mother's name, Planya bar Planisa. So I went in the past a gra about why the mother is used when somebody is sick and the father is used while somebody is Rachman al-Sani. After somebody dies, you use the father's name. Because the Gemara, the gra says in Mesechas Nida, it says that the father is who gives the bones. to the child. So therefore, after a person dies, that's what's left, right? After the body disintegrates. While the mother gives the basar and the gidim and the atzamos, and that is why, you know, you speak about the mother when a person is sick. And he's been daikdan im sukim by etzame atzame basami psari, and he quotes that by Yaakov and Lavan as well. So anyway, so on this klaf, you write, I am so-and-so, and you write the following words. Kanti clearus, Barmila kandi clearus, kaka Hashem, svakos, amen, selah, and that will get the shade away from you. Then you take off your clothes and you throw it into a cemetery, for a year, and then you take it and burn them in an oven, and you take the ashes, you put them in the road, and during these 12 months, whenever you drink water, you should use a copper straw. The Ikar is they use a straw. Not just copper, but any type of straw. Why? Because maybe if you drink directly, when you drink something, then the reflection of the liquid is closer to your face. You can look into the reflection and see something in the reflection. And you might see the reflection of the shade in the water and what you're drinking, and that will be dangerous. He held the Abba Bar Marsa, like it happened with Abba, like his mother made him a golden straw when this happened to him. Again, you see from the Gemara though that if you see the shade that is inside of him or hurting him, if he sees it, that will cause him more problems. There is a Ramban. We might have seen this Ramban before. When the Ramban quotes this Gemara in Parshas Chukas. Where's that? When there was a plague going on in Am Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them the Nechashim HaSerafim, the snakes, and then many of Bnei Yisrael are getting bitten by the snake, by Nashku HaSa'am, many have died, and the Am comes to Moshe and says, Chatanu, Ki Dibarnu B'Hashem Vavach, save us. So what does Hashem say to Moshe? Make a saraf and put it on an ace, and then whoever who sees it will be cured. Vayas Moshe made the Nechash HaNechoshes. The snake out of Nechoshes, he put it on a, he held it up, and everybody who saw the snake was cured. And the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says it wasn't just looking at the snake, it was looking up at Avinu Shavah Shemayim. Fine, says the Ramban, why did Dafka Moshe use a Nechash and Nechoshes? And of all the things, the people were suffering from snake bites. So you put up a snake that cures them, says the Ramban, this was a Nes Patoch Nes. Because naturally, if somebody is sick, if somebody is deathly ill from something, seeing what they got sick from, even mentioning, says the Ramban, if somebody got sick from a certain type of bite, if you mention the name of that animal, the person goes crazy. The person feels worse. So you would think people who are sick from snake bites shouldn't look at a snake. Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu used the snake in order to cure them. To show them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofei Cholam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sent this to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to heal you. That's what he says. Ki hu midarkei HaTorah shekol ma'aseh nos p'soch reis, v'yadua midarkei harefuos, shekol neshuchei ba'alei ha'adam, yistakenu bir'osam osam, o bir'us demusam. Again, you have to look at the medical science today, but at least the Ramban says, bizman in the medieval times, if a person sees the object or the cause of his sickness, then it makes him even worse. Our Gemara, right? Because he said that's why the Gemara is worried about looking in the reflection, seeing the shade. Says the Ramban, that is what the Gemara is talking about, and that's why over there, Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu used the Nechash and Nechoshes to make it a Nes Pesoch Nes that caused the refua of Am Yisrael. Okay, the Rabban continues. You can look at it there in Parshas Chukas. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, two dots. Getting back to the other statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokes between the Tanakam and Ramasim and Cheresh by a Kelef Shota, whether you could give him the Chatzar Kavit Shalo. But then Ramasim and Cheresh is quoted again as saying, if somebody has some type of throat ailment, which is going to turn into Sakanas Nefashos, he's allowed to take this medicine on Shabbos in order to be healed, because it's suffering Nefashos. So what throat ailment was this? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Choshbet Svidna. It's Svidna was the sickness. It was some type of throat, teeth ailments, really, that was going to spread to the throat, to the lungs, to the intestines, as we'll see, and will endanger a person. So Rabbi Yochanan was once sick with this. Also Gabada Himachunisa. And he went to a certain non-Jewish woman, who must have been a baki in Refuah. of delay milsa chamshu mali shapsa. So she made him this concoction, this potion on Thursday and Friday, and he used it, and he was going to use it in order to heal him. So I'm alav Shabbos mai. He says, what am I going to do on Shabbos? He only gave me 2 days worth. What am I going to do on Shabbos? I'm going to be home. There's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says that that he was busy going to give a shir on Shabbos. He's not going to be able to come to get the medicine from her. So what am I supposed to do on Shabbos? I'm really lo tzarich. You're going to be healed by then. Don't worry about it. You're not going to need it. So even tzarich ramai, I don't trust you. I'm not sure. Maybe I will. It's my life we're talking about. I don't want to take any chances. So what am I going to do? Amr le ishtabali delomiglis. Swear to me that you won't reveal my magic potion, my magic ingredients. Right? Ishtaba le'alaka. Right? This is a pharmacy gemara. Ishtaba le'alaka di Yisrael. So I swear to the God of Israel, lo maglina, I will not reveal it. What happens? After he got it, nothing drasha bepirka. He mentioned it in the shiur that Shabbos. So what had the gemara says? Ishtabala. Didn't he swear to her? So the Gemara says, no, l'alacha the Yisrael lo magluna. He swear that he wouldn't reveal it to the God of Israel. That's the lashon he used. To the God of Israel, I won't reveal it. L'amo Yisrael magluna. But to the Bnei Yisrael, only the God of Israel will reveal it. To the Bnei Yisrael, I'll reveal it. The Gemara says, come on. V'yikachil Hashem. Isn't there chil Hashem? So what would you think the chil Hashem was? How can he do this? They're going to think the Jews, you know, that's not the worry. Rashi explains here the chil Hashem is that he violated his shvuah. That's going to be the chil Hashem. How can he violate his shvua? And by the way, what do you see from this question of the Gemara? That pikuach nefesh is not doche chil Hashem. Right? Because he was worried about his life in danger. So you might say, his life's in danger. Can he do anything? No, not chil Hashem. So chil Hashem, his life's in danger. No. Chil Hashem, you can't violate your shvua. So Gemara says, demagli lameikara. No, he really, right after he took the shvua, he told her. And he took the shvua, he says, you know what? By the way, my shvua wasn't a valid shvua. Because, you know, I only swore lalacha to Yisrael, but not to Am Yisrael. Okay? That's the little tzarech Ian on the story, how it was done, but that's what he did. My of delay, by the way, so the Gemara is going to say, now that he gave it in a shear, you know, we should know it. So what exactly were the ingredients that she told him to be saved from Svidna? Amar v'achabrei d'rav ami, mesa or shemen zayis u'melach, yeast, water, shemen, oil, and salt. Or Ravimar Amar Sor Gufe Shem Zayis U'Melach. No, not yeast water, but yeast itself. Ravami Amar Mishcha Degatva Da'Avza. The fat of a goose wing, or a fatty goose wing. That's what it was in it. Amar Bayana Avdi Lakul of Loitzi of Isis. None of them work for me. None of them work for me. Ad Amar Lehutaya. But a certain peddler once told me, Isi Kashyasa Dezesa De Lamal Tilsa. Bring olive pits that did not grow a third. The olives weren't a third ripe. The kalina benura amara dechadasa, and burn them in an oven on top of amara chadasa, on a new hoe in the oven. The adbik v'kachei dare, and then put it on your teeth. Put it on your row of teeth, because again, that's where the sickness starts. Abdi hachi v'itzi, and they did it, and Abaya was healed. Period. Where does this type of sickness come from? From eating too hot wheat. And from leftovers, kisa daharsana. That means leftover little fish. What did we have kisa daharsana before? Remember kisa daharsana? We had it in Shabbos. These were one of the Kali Bishol. The Mishnah mentions kisa daharsana. That's one of the Kali Bishol. Murius or Espanius. So the Gemara there talks about kisa daharsana. So maisi mane. And what are the symptoms of this type of illness? Kadrami midi bekache. When you put something on your teeth, asadami bedari, and the whole row of teeth start bleeding. That's how you know you have this. You have this illness. So again, medicine in the Bible and the Talmud. There's already a chumra of the Gaonim not to use the medicines, even if we could figure out what exactly the sickness was. You know, the Gemara already taught, the Gaonim said, we don't know the exact measurements, we don't know the exact ingredients that the Gemara is talking about, so there's a cheirim of the Gaonim. Yehoshua Shel Shlomo quotes the cheirim that we're not allowed to use the medicines that are written in the Gemara. Obviously, if we even knew what they were exactly, we knew, so, you know, there's a certain type of medical science at that time. It was written in the Gemara for a reason, but the Gaonim say we shouldn't use it, even if we would know what materials, what ingredients it was. And we also say Nishtana Tibim. Tosu says that in a number of places. And Rishonim say that. So maybe, even if you want to say that certain medicines helped in one era, maybe it doesn't help in another era. Tosu talks about a fish that the Gemara says is dangerous. And Tosu says we eat that fish all the time. So Tosu is in Moed Katan. So it is. That is also another part of it. That Nishtana Tibim, you know, the nature might have changed.
Rabbi Yochanan did this on Shabbos one time when he had this disease and he was cured. Rashi takes out the next two lines. We'll read it. Rabbi Yochanan, how can he do it? Rashi says, really? The Gemara says that it starts in the mouth, but it continues. The disease goes to the Bnei Me'ayim, goes to the rest of the body. Rav Moshe uses this in a tshuva where he says, you know, what can you be mechal Shabbos not just for a chola sheyesh basakana, but what about a chola that if he doesn't do something now, he's going to turn into a chola sheyesh basakana, as we mentioned yesterday. But we know that halacha is also your mechalel. If somebody, like the case of the diabetic, if he doesn't take his certain medicines now, right now he's fine, but if he doesn't take it, he's going to turn into a chola sheyesh basakana. So Rav Moshe says, haraya, this is only a teeth ailment. But if he doesn't take care of the teeth ailment, it's gonna fester into something larger, and therefore it is mutter to be mechal Shabbos itself. Rav Chiya says, Rav Yochanan, come on, kerbasi min cheresh. Rav Yochanan, who took the medicine for this tooth ailment on Shabbos, he must be holding like Rav Masi ben Cheresh. Because look back in our Mishnah, Rav Masi ben Cheresh was the one that mentioned you could take this medicine for the teeth. Remember the structure of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first had a machlokas, where if you get bitten by the dog, could you take the medicine for the dog? A. Then the Mishnah, the Rav Masi ben Cheresh says it's mutter, the Tanakh says asur. Then the Mishnah just quoted the opinion of Rav Masi ben Cheresh about taking the medicine for this throat ailment. The Tanakh is not listed there. So the Gemara assumes at this point, doesn't he argue in both cases? And Rav Masi ben Cheresh is the only one that matters. And how could Rav Yochanan go against the Chachamim who argue with Rav Masi ben Cheresh? So the Gemara answers, no. Amalei shani omer bezuvelo ba'acheres. No, in this case of the throat ailment, the Chachamim agree. They only argue on the dog case. They don't argue on this other case. Lema Masayile, let's try to prove that the Chachamim do not argue in this case. Somebody has jaundice, you could give him donkey meat. Somebody's bitten by the dog, you could give it from its liver. That last case is the one that interests us, and if somebody has this ailment in his mouth, that he could give him the medicine on Shabbos, says Rav Masi ben Cheresh, the Chachamim Omrim, Be'elu Ein Bahem Rishum Refuah. These are not really Refuah, so you're not allowed to do them. So what do these mean? Be'elu Lemutei Mai. What are these coming to exclude? Meaning these we don't agree with, but others we would agree with. What are the others? So my love, Lemutei Sam. So are the Chachamim saying that they argue on the first two, but they'd agree with the last one? We argue in the case of the dog, in the case of the jaundice, the Yerakim, but will agree with the Sam, which is what we're trying to prove, that the Chacham would agree in the case of the medicine for the mouth. The Gemara said, no, might be excluding something else. They disagree and say, no, the case that we agree with is where you blotted that for the disease of Sarunchi. Hachanami Mestavra. This also makes sense to Tanya, the following Brisa. There are three things that Rabbi Shmuel heard from Rabasya, Achizan Dam Lasrunchi B'Shabbos. In all these three cases, Rav Masi ben Cheresh allows you to do it on Shabbos. The case for the srunchi, the case of the dog, and the case of the throat ailment. The Chachamim use the same language. These are not really medicines. You're not allowed to do it. Be'elu mutei mai. So again, what is elu excluding? Lav lemut mai lav atarti bas raisa lemutei dereisha. Aren't they excluding the last two cases? And the reisha is what they agree with, meaning the Chachamim agree that the case of the hakadosh dam is the real refuah that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, who says that's a raya? Lo atarti dereisha kamaisa lemutei deseifa. Maybe they're arguing on the first two cases, and they agree in the third case, which is the case of the throat ailment, which we wanted to prove before, that according to Rabbi Yatzar, Rabbi Yochanan did it. So there's no raya either way, so far, which case the Chachamim agree to, Rav Masi ben Cheresh. So the Gemara tries again. Tashma, the Tani, turning over, Tashma, the Tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Ubra Shehiricha, a pregnant woman that smells a food, and she's deathly ill, and she has to eat the food. So he gives it to her until she gets revived. The case of the dog. Right, the case of the piv. The here say, we agree in this case and not in that case. So again, the Gemara says, Bezuahai. What's referring to? Which case do they agree? Which case do they not agree? Ilema, let's go one by one. Ilema, Ubra, are they saying in the case of the pregnant woman that they agree? We agree in that case.
So pshita, obviously they agree in that case. Ugra miikel mandamar delo. Does anybody argue in that case? So elav asam shvamina. So it must be that, and we know this. There are three cases of the Mishnah in this brisa here. The first case they obviously agree with. That's the case of the pregnant woman. The second case about the dog, we know they argue with. That's in our Mishnah. There's only one case left. So it must be that's the case that they are agreeing with. And that's, again, finally, the raya that in the Mishnah, they are only arguing on the Kalev case, and they're not arguing on the sickness in the mouth case. And Rav Ashi Amar Masizan Amideka, even the Mishnah proves it. The language. The Yod Amar Rav Asi Mencheresh, HaKhoshu Pim Matil Lo Sam B'Shabbos, V'lo Pligar Rabbanan Alay. The Mishnah does not quote the opinion of the Rabbanan arguing in the second case. It just says, V'od Amar Rav Asi Mencheresh. V'imisa, the Pali Rabbanan Alay, and if the Rabbanan argue in both cases, L'er Vinhu V'lisinu. Why didn't it just say the cases together? V'liflegu Rabbanan B'Seifa, Shmamina. Because it didn't say their argument in the Seifa, it must be they agree in the case of the Seifa. Period. Okay. Because why were you allowed to take this medicine? Because it was suffik nefashis, and suffik nefashis is docha Shabbos. That's a very verbose Mishnah. You're allowed to take this medicine because it's suffik nefashis, and suffik nefashis is docha Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, why so many words? Why do you have to say, why can't the Mishnah just say you're allowed to take it because it's suffik nefashis? We know suffik nefashis is docha Shabbos. Why do you have to add in that extra line? So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, the following case. Lo suffik Shabbos u bovad amru, ela afilu suffik Shabbos acheres. Even if it's not just a sakana for this Shabbos, but it includes the next Shabbos, you're also allowed to do it. Hey Chidami, what does that mean? What do you mean the next Shabbos? Going to Amdula Tmanya Yome. What you need to save your life is malacha to be done for you 8 straight days. So you might say, and the yoma the kama the shabsa, and you realize it on Shabbos morning. So ma'ad teima li akavad the geichad lo nechal le trei shabsa. So you might say, you know what, you have to do it for 8 days. So why be mechal tu shabbosim? Wait till tonight. So at least only one Shabbos will be involved. So that's what you might have said. Kamash malon. We don't say that. Kamash malon. You'll find out your sakana and your life is in danger. So do it right now. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishonim from here that say, if you know bevados that delaying it a couple of hours won't make a difference, so then you should delay it. If you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos right now, and you could delay it till tonight, then you should. But if you're not sure, or if for sure if you need to, then obviously you do it right away, and you take this medicine. Or you do the malacha, even today, you're going to be in Klutu Shabbosim. Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow is the daf about the Makoros for Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. Chal Shabbos Achas and other, the five Makoros is daf Pehei Numa. So that's tomorrow. Tanya Nam Yalchi, a brisa that says something similar. Mechamin Chamel Chol of Shabbos, you're allowed to warm up hot water for a chol on Shabbos. Bein Lahashkoso, Bein Lavroso, whether it's to give him to drink or whether to clean him in order to make him feel better. Meaning not even direct, refuah, but even something that's more of indirect refuah. If somebody feels better, if somebody's more comfortable, then they will, you know, be able to get better. That's also mutter. That's also a big topic. That what exactly are you allowed to do for a chol sheish basakana? You know, if it's not part of his exact healing process. For example, if you're in bed, many poskim say that if somebody's in the hospital on Shabbos and they want to go to sleep, they're allowed to move the bed. They're allowed to press the button to move the bed on Shabbos. Many poskim allow that. What do you mean? Moving the bed? How is moving the bed? You know, that this isn't their medicine. Their life's in danger. If they don't... So if the nurse is there, you can ask the nurse. It's better to do... We'll get to that. But if not, that's not. You can move the bed. Why? Because this is also part. Once you're a chol sheish basakana, you could do certain peripheral items as well. Again, you have to ask poskim about each one. But certain peripheral items might be also included. So that might be what's alluded to here. Also, lahavroso. V'lo Shabbos u'bovad amru, elo Shabbos acheres. Not only for this Shabbos, but even for next Shabbos. Like this was the riot, 8 days. V'ein omer lo naftin lo shemiyavri. You don't say, let's wait till he gets a little better. And mechav lecha miyad, warm it up right away. Maybe b'nei shesafik nefashos doch as a Shabbos. V'lo safik Shabbos zu, el afilu safik Shabbos acheres. Period. Now the Gemara continues. This is a famous line, an important line. V'ein osin dvar malalu lo la'yidei nachrim v'lo la'yidei ketanim. The Gemara quotes that the Rambam has ketanim here, because many times the Gemara uses kusim and nachrim interchangeably. So you should not supposed to do this through non-Jews, through kusim, el al-yidei gedolei Yisrael. But the gedolei Yisrael should be doing the chol Shabbos when somebody's life is in danger. Tosfos says on top, even if it's possible with a non-Jew, it's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to do it. Why? And the Rush also says this. Tosfos says, why? Because the nachri might be misatzel. He might not take it seriously. He might be a little lazy. That's why the Jews should do it. Tosfos
quotes, the Rush when he quotes this is no, not Tzatzel, you're worried about the Atzlus of a Nachri. No, because you're worried that people are going to see you get a Nachri and they're going to think that's the Halacha. And therefore, next time, when there's no Nachri around, they're going to say, oh, we can't do anything. There's no Nachri. What can we do? So Dafka, the Jew, should go. And Dafka, the Rav Shlomo, Dr. Abraham has mentioned from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that when Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked by people about going to Bechilul Shabbos with the ambulances and Bayit Vegan on Shabbos, he says, you should go and you should wear your strimal in the ambulance. So people should see that the Gedolei Yisrael are being Docha Shabbos. It's not even Tachiyah Shabbos. This is the mitzvah. This is Shmirah Shabbos, as we'll see tomorrow. But says, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Eloi de Gedolei Yisrael. Ve'enomim yasu dvaram halololoi de pinoshim lo pikusim elemis tarfin ladas acheris. What does this last line mean? Difficult line. It says, we don't do these things, the literally, Rashi's Gersa, we don't do these things based on women's and kusim's opinions, but we use them to combine for a das acheres. What does that mean? So Rashi says, if two people say the sakana, if there is a sakana, and three don't say there's a sakana, so you could use an isha or a kusi to make it even, and then you can make it into a suffix. The Achronim, the Bach here asks, what do we have yesterday? You don't go by majority when it comes to Sakana Safashis, we just said Beferish. So the Bach says, no, what it really means is that if you have one person that says you need it's Sakana, and two people say not, so then the Isha and the Kusi can again be Mitztarif. But again, other Rishonim, what's wrong with a woman? Well, this is Ne'emanus, this is Edus. Woman is possible Edus, this is Ne'emanus. So what do we have earlier today's Daf, the Matronisa, or Yochanan went to the Matronisa to get medicine. What do you have? Not only now do you have women who are Bakian in medicine. So says the Rush. The Rush changes the Girsa. The Rush is the Girsa. It means, what about a Yoledes? We trust the Yoledes. Yesterday's Av, if she's hungry, if you want to give her to eat. So the Rush quotes Kashla Riva. Lo yaso api nashim chachamos bakios besaving the fashas. So the Riva changes it. Ein go osim varim elo api nashim lo api nachrim. What does it mean? Don't say that they're not believed. Don't say that they're not believed. Don't think this is Edus. That's what it means. Ein osin, ein omrim, yasud var malol. Don't say, do these things not al pinashim. Meaning, the double negative. Do it al pinashim. Meaning, you listen to them. It's like kind of fascist. So you're allowed to listen to them. Good. This is a big discussion. If you look in Shin Chav Ches Yud Beis, we're running out of time. It's known as a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber quotes the Gemara as we have it. Don't do something, but Chal Chil Shabbos, Al Yidei Nachrim, Al Yidei Tanim, do it, Al Pi Gedolei Yisrael, etc., etc. And the Ramah says, but if you know what? If there's no time delay, it's better to use a guy. If there's no time delay, it's better to use a katan. The Ramah adds that on. So some say, though, the way it's presented, usually, is that it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, no, look, Al Chil, go, do it, don't worry about anything else. And the Ramah says, no, it's better to do delay. But the later Achronim point out, there's not so much halacha lemaisa, because the Ramah would agree, if there's any delay, you know, so then it's, you don't search and look for a guy. Maybe if you have a guy standing there, waiting there to drive the ambulance, so you're still going to tell me it's better for a Jew to do it? The Mechaber would say, Bizman Azeh, if you have a Shabbos guy that always drives the ambulance, it's still better for the Jew to do it? Maybe, but, you know, maybe in different circumstances the Shulchan Aruch would not say that. But again, later poskim say maybe, again it's presented as a machlokes, but there are those that say they might not be so far apart. But again, it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos in this type of case. Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with a few makaras about the significance of being Mechal Shabbos. Let's just do a little more. We'll just a few more. Let's get to the two dots. Start about it. Mefakim Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos V'Azor Azor Eidah B'Shubach. You take care of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and if you do it quickly, you're praiseworthy. Be'ez Rachli D'Rosh Shus B'Bezdin. You don't have to go ask Bezdin. Do you have to ask Roshus? Okay, so we're going to talk about this emphatically tomorrow, that there's the Rav's responsibility to make sure that everybody knows this halacha. The Gemara gives four examples. Ratzino shenafal hayam, pers b'tzuda maleyu, if you see a baby that falls into the river, chas v'shalom, you stretch out a net and catch him. Vazar azar he's a meshubah. Vazar azar he's just be best in order to go ask a shayla. Gav got the chatzai chavri. Even though fish are going to come up in your net with the child, don't worry about it. It's sakana safashus. Rat number two. Ratzino shenafal bar. You see a tinok that fell into a pit. Okay, chol yom maleyu, you start digging, get down there and save him. Vazar azar he's a meshubah. If you do it quickly, it's great. Vazar azar he's just be best in. You don't have to ask for shoes from Bezin, Alba Gavta Misakin Darga. Even though as you're going down, you're making steps, it'll be a nice new hole that you'll have. Doesn't matter. You're still saving the kid's life. Raw, Shinola Dallas with Petino. If you saw a baby gets locked in a room, Shovra Umotsio. Right? You let it break down the door and get in there. You don't know what the child's going to do. Stick his hands in outlets or pull on the cords of the
of the curtains. Even though when you break down the door, the person kind of is also making good firewood, making good pieces to use. Still, you know, it's mutter. You're allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos. If there's a chazal farshas. Even though when you put out the fire, you're making good coals in order to use after Shabbos, still it's mutter. And you need all of these cases. If you only had the case of the river, and that we would think only that case is mutter. Why? Because we know rivers carry children, though he won't be here later. But you might say in a pit, okay, let him stay there a little bit. What's the rush? He's not going anywhere. Tzricha, no, there too, you have the heter. V'yashmin and bar, if you only brought that kid, v'shim tekom mavis. The child is scared in the hole. Avo, nina, ladelis, efshad, diyasab ha'gisa, u'mashabish, lebim amguze. But you might say when he gets stuck in the door, behind in the room, so just go on the other side of the door and like shake a rattle and keep him busy. So you don't have to break the door down. Tzricha, no, there also you have the heter. V'chabin mafsikin lamalis, what about the last case? V'yafilu l'chatzer acheres. The chiddush is that even if there's a sakana in your neighbor's yard, you yourself are allowed to prevent the fire from going into your neighbor's yard and to save his life. Period. Okay, we'll talk more about this tomorrow about the heter of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos.